U.S. is at war with ISIS, and that's not the only terrorist group America is targeting in the Middle East. I'm Carl Azus at the CNN Center. Thank you for watching today. The U.S. led airstrikes against terrorist organizations Monday night. They included missiles, as you just saw, and they included warplanes, fighters, and bombers aiming at ISIS terrorists, their training grounds, their supply trucks, and their control centers. A human rights group in Syria estimates that more than 70 ISIS terrorists were killed. CNN cannot confirm that. What's different about these strikes? They're in Syria, a country currently at civil war. Previously, U.S. airstrikes have been limited to ISIS targets in Iraq. Also, the attacks weren't made by the U.S. alone. Other Middle Eastern nations, including Saudi Arabia, Jordan, the United Arab Emirates, participated in strikes against ISIS. Some analysts say the U.S. waited too long to lead these strikes in Syria, that the terrorists have already entrenched themselves, and that it'll take more than airstrikes to eliminate them. The U.S. says this is only the beginning of its action against ISIS. Separately, the U.S. acted alone in targeting another terrorist group, Khorasan.
This is a group in western Syria near Aleppo, clear on the other side of the country from where they struck ISIS. They had been watching them for some time, by all accounts, and believed that these al-Qaeda operatives were in the final stages of executing a plan to attack U.S. and or Western targets. The intelligence was showing that they were in the stages of the ability to make non-detectable explosives and put them in very common items such as electronics or toiletry items, the type of thing that the U.S. worried could make it past airport screening, obviously.
So that's why the U.S. struck Khorasan targets. But does President Obama need congressional approval to do it? In 2001, Congress authorized any U.S. president to use military force against groups that participated in the September 11th attacks on America. Al-Qaeda led that attack. Khorasan is an Al-Qaeda affiliate. So the White House says it doesn't need congressional approval. One major side effect of all the violence in Syria, refugees flowing into neighboring Turkey.
At least 158,000, mostly Syrian Kurdish refugees, have crossed from Syria into Turkey over the last few days. This just one of those border crossings that saw hundreds, if not thousands, of people coming through, exhausted, dejected, covered in a layer of dust, many of them thirsty and hungry, especially difficult and grueling conditions for the children and the elderly, many of whom waited on the other side of the border overnight before Turkish authorities finally allowed them through. A lot of the adults themselves breaking down as they spoke not only of the ordeal that they went through, but of the homes and the lives that they left behind. The U.S. airstrikes at this stage are being by and large welcomed by a number of Syrian opposition activists that we have been speaking to. One of them inside the city of Raqqa saying, if I could dance, I would, but I'm too afraid to do so. And that is because, he says, ISIS had long cleared out of its main headquarters, the various buildings that the U.S. and its coalition allies were striking in Raqqa quite some time ago in anticipation of these airstrikes, and that they were increasing their presence inside the streets, but also, he was saying, inside people's homes. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights at this stage reporting at least 70 militants killed, some 300 wounded, some of those wounded being ferried across the border into Iraq. When it comes to the result of these U.S. and coalition airstrikes and how ISIS is going to react to that, we're just going to have to wait and see. There's only one thing that is certain, and that is that ISIS is not an organization that is going to evaporate or be defeated easily. Arwa Damon, CNN, at the Syria-Turkey border crossing.
Israel's